Hello everyone, my name is Christiana Carrera and this is my podcast, Facts. So today we are going to learn about the animal, the great white sharks, also known as the sea wolf. Great white sharks are the largest predatory fish on Earth. They hunt fish, seals, dolphins, and sometimes even whales. Their type is obviously shark. They can live up to 30 years, okay? And their weight is up to 4,200 lb, aka 1,900 kilograms. Migration. White sharks are mostly a mystery. Recent studies show that they do not migrate, just up and down the coast. Their jaws, they can smell one drop of blood in 25 gallons. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows this, once a shark loses its teeth, new ones can grow in. Well, they're getting a lot of money from the tooth fairy. Then, their jaws can hold 300 teeth arranged in rows. New teeth be replaced by lost or broken ones. Function: upper teeth cut and saw. Lower teeth are used for Anyways, saw-edged. The teeth are razor sharp and can be 3 inches, 7.5 centimeters long. As you guys know, great white sharks are humongous, and they're probably one of the biggest sharks that I know. No, there's a whale shark. Anyways, fun fact time. So, did you guys know that a group of sharks is called a shiver? I just learned that. That is wow. And their family is called Lamanda. Their diet is mostly seals and fish, obviously. Just so you guys know, if you are a surfer and you're surfing, sharks are not going to eat your leg or bite your arm just because they want to. They get mistaken because you guys kind of look the same, seals and surfers. Well, that's all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye! Hello, my name is Christiana Correa, and today we're going to learn about sea turtles. My last episode was about sharks, so make sure you guys go watch that. Sea turtles. Among the oldest of all creatures, sea turtles evolved over 110 million years ago. 7 species still exist, but all are at the risk of extinction. Fishing and building on beaches are the part of the reason why. Sea turtles spend nearly of all their time in water, coming ashore only briefly to lay eggs. Catching ocean currents help them when migrating. Some species, like the leatherback, travel across the entire ocean. Now that I told you guys about the leatherback, I'm going to give you guys a little paragraph about the leatherback. Leatherbacks are the largest of all sea turtles, and unlike most others, their shell is not bony, but instead it's made of skin and oily flesh. Their flippers are the size of the biggest proportion to their overall size. The front pair can grow as long as 9 feet, which is 2.7 millimeters. Leatherbacks have the widest global distribution. They have ranged from Norway to the tip of New Zealand. They are also the deepest divers. They're able to go to 4,200 feet, which is 1,280 millimeters below the surface. Cold waters. An extra large of fat helps leatherbacks from freezing in cold water like that of Alaska. So Alaska is so cold, so yeah, basically that helps them. An extra layer of fat. Their type are sea turtles. Their diet is jellyfish. Their average lifespan is 45 years. And they can weigh up to 1,500 lb, which is 700 kilograms, and their size is up to 6.5 feet. laying and nesting and laying. Most sea turtles species return to lay their eggs in the same beach where they hatched years before. The female crawls to a dry part of the beach after mating and use front flippers to dig and swallow the pit of the size of their body. She shovels out an egg cap using her cupped real flippers and lay 80 to 120 eggs. She covers the eggs with sand when she has finished and heads back to the sea. Sand tracks. Gently slopping beaches make it get easier in and out of the water. Darkness. Turtles nest at night to help. Sorry, guys. Darkness. Turtles nest at night to help hide the eggs from predators like gulls. So at nighttime, that's when they lay their eggs because it helps them from all predators that they have. Mad dash. Hatchlings must cross the beach quickly to avoid predators. Hatchlings. It takes over a month for the eggs to hatch. The temperatures beneath the sand determine which sex the hatchlings will be. Temperatures warmer than 85 degrees Fahrenheit produce females. Cooler temperatures produce males. One of the baby sea turtles break out of their shells. They waste no time heading for the safety of water. And that's it, guys. But also, the way you can help sea turtles is if we stop polluting. If we continue polluting, maybe all these sea turtles can get to extinction. We do not want that to happen to our sea turtles. So if we stop polluting and you help out today, that is how we will help sea turtles. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye!